Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ahalois, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. We learned in the previous Mishnah that if someone finds three mesim, he has to be Boydik 20 amos around and around to see if there aren't any more. Our Mishnah gives us a little bit more details about how this bedika is performed. Zok de Mishnah once again, Mesechtes Ahalois, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. A Boydik, if someone is doing his job, he's being baidik, these 20 amis from the three mesim. So there's a kula here. He doesn't have to take the shovel and dig mamish like a straight line for 20 amis. Rather, baidik ama al ama umaniach ama. In other words, from the mace, he leaves an ama, digs down to see if there's another caver, walks another ama, digs down. Doesn't have to be a straight line of digging. The reason for this is that their minig wants to leave an empty amma between one caver and another caver. So if he finds three mesim, he can start an amma away. And each time he leaves an amma. And he keeps doing this until he gets to the end of 20 ammas. Now the amma that he does dig, how far down does he have to go? So Zakta Mishnah, he has to dig Achi Megia Lesela Oilipsula. Either he reaches a rock, so he knows there's no mess in here. Oilipsula means karka that he feels no one ever dug this up before. Now, a kayan, of course, has to stay away from Tumas Meis. So if someone comes along and says, you know, I'll do the job, I'll check every 20 amis. I feel I have an achrayas, after all, I am a kayan. So we're going to say to him, what? If you're a kayan, you can't do this. You have to stay away from Tumas Meis. But let's say no one told him that. And the kayan taka went ahead and he's digging over here. They found three mesim, and he volunteered. I guess Noah Chapti's a kayan. And he's doing the checking over here. So a moitzi has to offer him kayan. Thomas says the Mishnah Vayter, a kayan, he's the one that's removing the earth from this place where there could be a chash of tuma. But the moitzi, he didn't find any other mesim. So Zakta Mishnah, oichel bedima, he can still eat his truma. He wasn't supposed to check, but if it happened that way, it doesn't answer him from eating truma, because we have no chazaka that there's tumah here. Vayter says the Mishnah, Hamifakeach bagal, a kayan that's clearing away. Gal means a pile of stones. And this is an emergency. This is hatzala work. Because this pile of stones, a wall, fell on a person. And we don't think the person survived. But this kayan, ain't a machal bedima, he cannot eat his tumah. Here we know there's nebuch, a mace underneath the pile. Could be he's still alive. We don't know if when the kayan was digging, if he had already passed away. But here it's already called that there's a chazak of toma, and memela the kayan would not be allowed to eat trum. Just going back for a second, the word dimai means truma, he can eat his truma. Yes, it's based on the pasik. In Parshas Mishpatim, Milei Oscha V'Dimacha Loise Acher. And here the Torah is telling us to be Mafresh Truma in the right order. The Torah refers to Truma as V'Dimacha. So chazing over our Mishnah, we learned a tremendous Kula. Even though you have to check every 20 Amos, doesn't mean you have to dig straight for 20 Amos. You dig every second Amos. Every second amma, you actually dig an amma by an amma, says the Batanura. You leave an amma, you dig an amma by an amma, and you leave an amma. So here's another kula. Even though if you're going in a straight line, how do you know you're not missing the mace? Maybe you should have to dig four ammas long and an amma wide, because that's the area of a cave. You don't have to do that. An amma by an amma, every second amma. Again, that's because we know they always left an amma between one mace and the other. If for whatever reason the kayan was the one who was digging here, although he wasn't supposed to, but the maisi found no tumah, he could eat truma. We said the word dimua means truma. It says oichel bedimai. There is a sheet of the Ravid that he can't mamash eat truma. He could only eat chulin that truma fell into it. But that's the sheet of the Ravid. Pashtis, the Rambam learns he could eat any kind of truma. A kayan that's digging up a pile of rocks, and we know there's someone underneath this, he cannot eat truma, because maybe he was over the person that was underneath it. But if you don't know for sure that there are mesim there, he could eat truma, says the Rambam.